in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie.
Come on.
Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Welker.
On this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to have on a KOTC and XFFC veteran making his first foray into the Unified MMA cage, taking on Neil Anderson, and that goes on September 28th over at River Cree Resort and Casino in Enoch, Unified 34, and I have Colton Menzak on the program. How's your day going so far, man?
Good, man. My day's going awesome.
How's training going on leading up to this fight, though? Like, have you gotten time to sort of, like, assess Neil, or is it more so you're one of those fighters who focuses solely on your own effort and what you do in the cage?
I focus on him a little bit. I know my strengths and weaknesses, so I'm always trying to bring my strengths up to my weaknesses up and work on my strengths, make sure they stay sharp. But other than that, just trying to work on everything I'm not good at, and that's about it.
Yeah, and imagine you must be, you know, chomping at the bit to get back in the cage there, because I was seeing, based on your record, that this is your first bout of 2018, so I imagine you're really excited to be getting in there and making that first impression in the calendar year.
Well, I had a professional Muay Thai fight in Butte, Montana earlier in the year. And
yeah, just with the MMA sort of sphere. Yeah, I was actually talking to your coach, Brad Wall, about that, and he was talking about the merits of, you know, stepping outside of, like, your immediate sort of, you know, localized area, like going to, like, the away side, so to say. So,
yeah,
you know,
so I had
certain benefits in that?
Yeah, I had a pretty exciting fight over there. We had about 3,500 fans, so it was a big crowd. So it was definitely a good rush to get out there for the main event and put on a good show for everyone there. But I'm excited to get back to the small gloves and have some fun doing MMA again.
Yeah, and yeah, like I said, with this being your first MMA bout of 2018, but you've been, you know, steady in the Muay Thai sort of realm. So what benefits have you noticed within your MMA game based on that sort of focus on Muay Thai in the last couple months?
Just comfort, being comfortable throwing, and then that sets up your defense for your takedowns a lot better, too. The more comfortable I am throwing my stand-up and my jab out there, then the better I can defend the takedowns and the submissions that have come my way, so...
Yeah, for sure. And is the striking an area you've been really wanting to, like, specifically focus on? Because I noticed you were a purple belt under, you know, Anderson Goncalves there, and, you know, being listed under the, you know, PFA system and everything like that there. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that end of it? Was the striking, like, something you really, really wanted to focus on and you felt, you know, more confident in your grappling? Or, like, what was your mindset in that regard?
I think my natural skill set, I started out as a Muay Thai fighter, and my natural being a longer guy with a big reach, that I'm able to work my jab a lot better. And in fact, I find that when I work my stand up and then the submissions come on top of that a lot easier. So I prefer to strike, and then if he gives me a submission, then take it if I have to. But
yeah, for sure. I get what you're saying on that end. But I mentioned your involvement with the PFA team there, and just seems like a great group of guys there. Brad Wall, Tom O'Connor, Lucas Neufeld. And, I mean, high-level martial artists, but at the same time seem like good dudes. It seems like there's that, you know, friendly kind of rapport. So how key is it to have that confluence of the two forces, both elite martial artists to train with, and the fact that you're, you know, buddies with them and can get along?
It's good. It's good. Whenever one of us has a fight, the other guys show up and make sure that the guy fighting is in shape and ready to go, and he's working on what he needs to work on. So it's nice to have people to push you around you that are also competing and competing at a high level. So we all get in there and staying together, and hopefully we all get better.
Yeah, I know that's definitely a good way to look at it there. But I kind of briefly touched on the Neil Anderson fight earlier, and, you know, riding a 3-fight win streak there, and it seems like a lot of his wins come from submission. So are you, you know, ready to go sort of everywhere with this fight? Are you looking to maybe, like, keep it standing sort of thing? Obviously, you're going to be prepared if it goes to the ground. And obviously, he has those few, you know, unified bouts, to his credit there. And you're kind of making your promotional debut here. So what are your thoughts? Are those factors going to play into it at all? Or do you not really think of those kind of, like, outside sort of things?
Well, like you said, we work on our jiu-jitsu a lot. I'm a purple belt under Anderson Goncalves, so I'm not too scared about the submissions. He likes to sit in there and bang, and it looks like he kind of likes to bang, and then people tend to give him the submission after. So I think it should be exciting. We'll meet in the middle and bang, and I don't know. I'm not going to give him a submission, and he's not going to give me one. So I think it'll be a really exciting fight.
Yeah, and you certainly have those arm bars, kimuras, and, you know, rear naked chokes to your credit, and some striking face stoppages.
We've been expanding our leg locks and everything too with the time, so we're familiar with everything. We're always working everything.
Yeah, and it's been cool to see your development. I don't know if you know this, but I actually was the in-cage commentator, and I did some play-by-play for when you had that fight with Jordan Roberts there at XFFC6.
Oh, yeah, right on, yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited to get back into the MMA. So it's been a while. My last fight was in the XFFC for the 170 title, and it didn't go very well. But I feel like I've been stepping up my competition, and as I've been stepping up my competition, I've been getting better and better. So I'm excited to see what I can do now.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm wondering if you like compartmentalize each fight as like separate things that you approach in its own individual way, or does each fight inform each new bout going forward?
I think sometimes fights are a good indicator, but sometimes you don't show up or you slip and you get submitted. I don't think that always your performances are a good indicator of how much progression you're making. So I think that I'm definitely stepping up every time my level, and yeah.
You mentioned some experience at 170 there, and it seems like, you know, kind of going back and forth a little bit. Which division, I guess, has your major goals? Like, are you looking to make a run at welterweight or lightweight? Is it kind of like finding fights between each class? Well, like, what works best for you? Or
yeah, it's kind of hard because if I fight at 170, I'm good, unless like if I get sick or something happens, then I'm down to like 165, and plus I'm weak, right? So then I got to step into someone cutting down from 185. So I don't mind fighting at 170 if I have some time to, like, you know, get bigger and buffer and then cut down. But it's hard if you're standing around at 170 and then something happens maybe and you get sick and you get down to 164 and then you got to deal with that. So I think I'm going to stick at 155 here. I got this cut down now. It's getting easier and easier every time. So this time it should be even easier. Last time everything went perfect for my 155 cut. So this time I plan to work on my cardio a little bit more and drop down a couple more pounds so it's even easier. So I think it's going to go really well.
That's awesome. So, like, the cardio focus was a big thing in kind of nailing down that weight cut. Did you have any different changes, like, in your diet or anything like that?
I switched on my conditioning plan. I had a little bit of gassing in the fourth round in my last fight. So, yeah, we switched up my conditioning plan, and, yeah, that's about it. Diet stays about the same.
Yeah, I get what you're saying on that, and for sure. But kind of journeying a little outside of the fight stuff and what you got coming up here, it seems like you're a big podcast fan there. Like, you got the Jocko podcast that you seem to be into. Are there any other ones that you're digging lately that you could recommend to people?
I'm a big Jordan Peterson fan. He's probably my main guy right now. And then Joe Rogan has some good ones, depending who he has on.
Yeah, those are great podcasts. I mean, I definitely listen to, well, I mean, Jordan Peterson, not so much with the podcast. I guess he has like some videos he posts on YouTube and stuff like that. But he always, somebody's podcast is like a guest kind of thing.
Jordan Peterson, his earlier podcasts are really good. He goes into a lot of philosophy, but his newer ones now are mostly not as good. But he also has that new book out, and an older book that's pretty good. 10 Rules for Life is the new one, and Maps of Meaning is the older one.
Yeah, I've seen some of his lectures for sure. He's really articulate, interesting sort of guy that I like following along with. But I mean, that seems to be right in your, I guess, ideological wheelhouse sort of things. I think I saw you had a Libertarian Party of Canada donation thing that you put up a little while ago. I'm more like a centrist minded guy myself.
Yeah, well, I like to think myself as a classical liberal, but I mean, I believe in, I guess, no power for the government would be my plan.
Yeah. For sure.
Or reduce power. Peter Schiff is the other podcast that I listen to. He's an economics guy, and he predicted the 2008 economic crash, and he predicts an even bigger one in the future.
Is that why your nickname's the Maniac? Did like a liberal or a conservative catch your ideology, and they're like, oh, this guy's a maniac?
No, that started after.
Where did that come from, though? That's interesting. Was there like a particular like gym instance or something like that, and then someone said, oh yeah, this is a maniac? Or is there any kind of backstory to that?
I think I just always kind of been a wild card and a little bit on the crazy side. So we joke sometimes about coming out in a stray jacket with maybe like a Hannibal Lecter mask on, but
that'd be great. Yeah, you like a little or something like that?
Yeah, biting my lips off. Yeah.
And maybe something for this fight coming up with Neil Anderson here. But, I mean, with the training component, I mean, I'm wondering, like, what kind of music you're into when you're in there. I imagine you got a really, like, you know, get the blood pumping and everything like that. So what are your go-to genres?
I'm a big rap hip-hop guy, so I'm generally listening to that. Something with some good beats to it gets you pumped up. Last time I came out to Rob Zombie, Feel So Numb, that was a good one, actually.
That's sweet. Is there a particular, like, hip-hop element that you enjoy? Like, are you a fan of the modern stuff? Is it, like, early 2000s, like, G-Unit kind of stuff? Like, what sort of hip-hop are you more partial to, I guess?
I like the older stuff more, but I just listen to whatever's on the hits right now, so I'm not too particular about it. I still have, like, all my old 90s music on my iPod, so I keep that rolling through my library as well. A little bit of little old Game, The Game, and Easy and stuff like that mixed with some new stuff.
Yeah, that's sort of like the hip-hop I'm into as well. I mean, definitely dig that. Love music. So I always like to ask those kind of questions. I imagine you've got to really have something that gets particularly fired up in the gym. But you've been great with your time. I imagine you got some other obligations. Is there anything you want to add as we're, you know, wrapping things up here?
No, I feel great. I'm just excited to see what I can do in there come next week. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, maintain that 100% finishing rate and the 5 pro wins there. I guess that would be the goal there. Or you're not so much focused on that. Is it kind of just like perform your best, and if the finish happens, it happens?
I just want to perform to my best and make sure I put on a good show, and hopefully I finish him in an exciting fashion.
I know I'm looking forward to that performance. Unified MMA 34, it is Colton Menzak against Neil Anderson, 155 pounds. River Cree Resort and Casino, I did mention, is the venue, but people can check it out online via Fight TV. Thanks for the time, Colton. And, yeah, like I said, I'll be there cage side. So, you know, best of luck in the rest of your preparations, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.